Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Berlin. Very happy to see you all here. This is not the official opening. This is the official DINOG yoga retreat and spa session. Please lift up from your seats. We'll start our entertainment and exercises soon. No, just kidding. This is the newcomer session. For those of you who want to do exercises, you're welcome to do it while I'm talking. That might entertain me at the end of the day to some extent. You're welcome to stay if you're not a newcomer. This is not an exclusive session. If you want to have this as a recap, feel free to stay. We'll have Q&A at the end, so I'll ask you to keep your questions to the end of the talk. We'll be brief in 50 minutes if you have. If you don't want to ask your questions in the public forum here, the info point downstairs can help you out with everything. Otherwise, you'll find green people running around the whole space wearing those suits that can help you all day long. Let's see if technology actually works. So, my name is Patrick Busmann. I'm the chairman of the DINOG Board Association, which is the membership association behind the DINOG conference. The hair doesn't give it away, but I'm actually just 39. I live in Munich. In my day job, I run global product management for the technology platform of Akamai Technologies. When I'm bored, I run DINOG. Or for the last 2 weeks, the other way around. I run DINOG for most of the time, and then sometimes I actually spend work. With me, I have Moritz. You want to introduce yourself quickly?
Sure. Hello. Welcome, everyone. I'm Moritz. I'm the vice chairman of the board of DINOG. I also am the head of the program committee. So whatever content you're going to experience the next 2 days, the team and I have curated, but we'll get to that later. Even though I have significantly more hair, I'm not significantly younger, just 10 years, so I'm 29, also living in Munich. And in my day job, I work as managing director at GlobalWays, a small ISP in Stuttgart, Germany.
Fabulous. So I'll quickly talk through what DINOG is and how you all ended up here, or which part of this you haven't seen yet. So DINOG has multiple personalities. DINOG as itself is an open and inclusive community of network professionals. Everyone is welcome. Many of us plan, build, run the internet or do research around it. The scale is from large to small. A lot of mid-size, we've expanded to the enterprise areas over the last years. This is supposed to be a forum where those who work on the internet, with the internet, or for the internet, come together and solve, discuss, have an exchange, learn from each other with every aspect to what somewhat contains the network. The DINOG community over the last 15 years has lived on the IRC channel, hashtag DINOG, on the internet, and plenty of small groups on Facebook and LinkedIn spread out through Threema and all of the places. So find your place, find your way to connect. The discussion lives on the open mailing list. If you haven't seen it, go to www.dinog.de, subscribe, or go to list.dinog.de directly, and you'll find more information about that. DINOG EV is a non-profit organization whose goal it is to improve the quality and security of the internet at large with a focus on Germany. That's the governing body behind it. It aims to support research, science, and education by running a yearly conference. Here you are. By hosting local meetups, we'll get to that in a second, providing information on best practices and their implementation, running a forum to discuss current developments on the internet. We've talked about that with the mailing list. Support research with knowledge, contacts, and infrastructure. And has today about 240 members. We want to reach and go above 250 by the end of this conference. So if you're interested, you can go to the info point and have membership applications directly there and become a member. Highly encourage that, obviously. And it offers memberships for individuals or legal bodies. So we welcome every company to become a member of the community and member of the entity as well and support it. DINOG EV is the legal body of the conference. This is not meant to be information for you to be able to sue us. This is meant to be information for understanding why the invoice says that there is a legal body behind that. The yearly membership is about 30 euros, which is less than your Netflix account or any other one that you have on a monthly basis, and you get a plenty out of it. So highly encourage you to check it out, see what's happening there. Quick look into what DNOG does and what DNOG plans for 2024. And yes, my mindset has already left the year. We're going to run DNOG 16 in 2024. And if everything goes well by the end of this conference, I'll be standing here and telling you where we're running it and at which date. Let's see. We'll have meetups for DNOG throughout the whole year, working groups and member days, a diversity and outreach group, public outreach, international NOC outreach. We'll have a community project fund, which no one has used in 2023. So I'll publish and market that again. DNOG EV has a community project fund, which allows you, if you want to run projects that are for the good of the internet, you want to do hackathons, hackspaces, or whatever, we have an open budget for that of, I think, 5,000 euros per year. You can apply to that through the mailing list to the membership and get that. And obviously, we're going to run DNOG 17 in 2025 as well. With that, newcomer part. So how can I participate in DNOG and how can I be part of it? You've done the first step. You're here. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Very encouraged. If you're not here in Berlin and you're in Venulis, that's good as well. It's like you've done the first step. You've entered. You've participated. So my goal, my request to you is don't try to get it in all on day one. Set yourself one goal. That's what I want to get out of DNOG. Like, I want to understand how the community works. I want to participate in one of the sessions. I want to meet new people. Don't overstretch it. It's like we've grown huge. It's an enormous amount of people. It's an enormous amount of program. Set yourself one goal. Find your spot. It's like there is niches all around the place. We have people from diverse backgrounds, people from diverse groups, people who wear suits on a daily basis, people who haven't seen suits for the better part of their life. There is a niche for everyone. Find yours. If you want to set that one goal, that's the one. If you want to go further, it's like feel free to volunteer. Moritz is going to talk about that in a bit. Maybe the program committee is something you're interested in. Have a look at that. Talk to the people. Maybe you're interested in joining the event orga and understanding and finding out how you can contribute, how you can provide value, how you can organize an awesome conference with plenty of people and have fun while doing it. So that's an option. Or if you don't want to go that far, there are plenty of working groups that you can attend, offline. There are mailing lists that you can go to. Or you have a completely new idea what DNOG should do. This is a membership organization. Feel free to kick it off. Feel free to start a discussion with me, start a discussion with Moritz, start a discussion with any of the other green people. There's way too many aliens running around, but I'm very happy to see them all. Or send an email to vorstand@dnog.de. We should introduce board at some point Don't have to translate that into English all the time. Good. With that, two things I wanted to highlight. Just because we've heard on a regular basis that it is difficult for people that come new to DNOG to understand how you can actually get involved. And so this is not how you have to do it. This is not a concept. This is not a workflow. This is not a plan. This is an idea. You can go behind and everyone and kick me out and become board directly. That's welcome, encouraged. I like that. But if you want to have an idea of how could I contribute or how can I get engaged, there are two tracks that you can entertain. One is the organizational track. It's like become a volunteer here, check at the info point, do a four-hour session and talk to people, meet new people, join a working group, participate there, and then a couple of years down the road, become a board member and organize. Or if you want to just contribute on the speaker track, and that's highly encouraged, we need people who run the speaker track, who participate, who bring content, who bring awesome experiences, who yesterday spent their Sunday giving 5, 6, 7 hour workshops to people who they don't charge for it. If you want to go that direction, start at the meetups, go with lightning talks, or a hand in a conference talk a couple of years down. Again, none of this is a workflow process. You can start wherever you want. This is just an idea. If you want to participate in different ways, 2024 is going to give you opportunities. We'll have a working group and member day for the DNOG Association, and we'll obviously have the conference, mailing list, meetups, and all of that throughout the year. If you don't know how to get the information yet, subscribe to the mailing list, you'll get all the information. Subscribe to any of our social media channels, you'll get all the information. Quick background, and then I'll hand it over to Moritz. What are meetups? So meetups are the smaller version of this conference. It usually is 2 to 3 talks and then food and drinks afterwards. They're supposed to be there for the local community. The idea is to bring people together on focused discussions. There is no entrance fee. There's usually finger food and drinks sponsored by the local host. And the intention really is to bring the local communities forward as a stepping stone to enter the DNOG community and have everyone involved. We're looking for a host throughout next year. So if your company has a meeting room that you're willing to offer and have other people come in, that's an awesome idea. If you live in a region where you think you should have a meetup anytime soon, reach out to event@dnoc.de. Feel free to get involved. Just looking back, in 2023, a good amount of meetups we've had in 6 locations, a good amount of people involved. Thank you to all of them. Thank you to the companies who hosted and provided space. And I'm hoping this slide is going to be 2 or 3 slides next year. For those of you who haven't seen this yet, this is the DNOG conference. I actually like that part.
It's a small
we should introduce that throughout the whole day. Yeah. Like, can you keep standing there?
Sure.
Awesome.
If someone wants to volunteer, though, feel free.
This is the annual conference. It's a selection of talks and workshops. Workshops was run yesterday, talks is today. Given that we have a good amount of new people here, and that's a good place to check in, actually. So can I see a show of hands? For who of you is this the first DNOG? Very nice.
That's just crazy to see. Welcome, everyone.
Very happy to see you. Okay. So what makes DNOG special is this is completely run by volunteers. No one of us gets paid, neither for the preparation nor for running the conference. Sure, servers, people who run food and catering, they are paid, and they should be, and we're paying well, I guess. But everyone involved in the organization, everyone running the program committees, speakers, workshop, all run by volunteers. The entrance fee covers about 30% of the fee. The rest is sponsors. So if you're annoyed by the fact that there are plenty of sponsors out there, whenever you go out and have food, drinks, and enjoy the social, keep in mind they are actually paying for it. We're trying to keep the balance halfway decent, but to some extent, we've got to figure out how we do this. Highly encouraged to attend the social this evening. We're going to talk more about this in the opening. Talks and workshops are curated by the program committee, or it's going to talk about that. Everything is streamed and recorded, so you can watch it afterwards as well. You can send the links to your colleagues, co-workers, and introduce DNOG to them this way. And with that, I'll hand it over to Moritz.
Thank you. So again, welcome. The program committee is a bunch of lovely folks you can see here who spent their time not only in rating the talks, but in also bringing in new talks. This is an interesting endeavor because at most conferences we have of this scale in our community, oftentimes sponsors can pay for a workshop or talk slot or a workshop slot. We don't want that. We want content that the community wants, to highlight, and we don't want any product marketing or the like. Hence, we reach out to everyone, and we gratefully thank everyone who is contributing, who is actually also volunteering their company time to educate this community. So if you want to become part of the program committee, reach out to myself, to Sebastian, and we'll also have some more slides on how to participate in the opening. But really, those people are here to bring you content for the next 2 days. And so if you see some of them around, feel free to say thank you. And then, as Patrick mentioned, no one here is getting paid, sadly, at least for DNOC. So many of us spend hundreds of hours of their free time, or sometimes even companies' volunteer time of their employees to work here. But everything here is voluntary. And to do that, we need help. And helping is not a one-way street. You're not just contributing to DNOC, but you are also going to get something out of it. You will get a great look behind the scenes. You may achieve a glance if you later look up there and see what the video team is doing. You can see how the t-shirts are designed way earlier. You will get some fancy extra merchandise like the green shirts Patrick mentioned previously. But mostly, you will meet an amazing amount of new people. As you've all come in here, you've seen our friendly angels who were just standing at the entrance and scanning. This gives you a chance to meet everyone at the conference and maybe assign a name to the face or vice versa. And also, you will find a great community who meets throughout the year, who has fun in doing so. It's not all hard work. It's actually really, really fun to do. So if you have time, just stop by the info desk, volunteer for a two-hour shift, and help us out. We would really appreciate it. There are multiple roles we currently have to fill. One, obviously, and you've all met them because you are here, is the check-in and info point. Others are photo and social media. You can see Sebastian walking around here right now taking pictures to share DNOC to everyone who can't make it here. We have general support angels who will just need to maybe carry something from A to B to quickly scan a badge or to do something that comes up during the conference, because as it's volunteer run, I'm sure there's also couple amount of hot fixes, even though we hope you don't notice them usually. Then we have the attendee wall. You've obviously all got your mugshot, so if you want to take some pictures of people, feel free to hand in there. Then we have heralds. You will meet them throughout the conference, who will manage the entire stage, handle the Q&A. So feel free to, if you want to speak a bit to the audience, heralding is a great way. And then also for everyone who can't make it here, there's the online venue who brings DNOC to even more people than are here. So yeah, with that said, just stop by at the info desk if you want to help, or write an email to ute@dnoc.de or sebastian@dnoc.de. There's an angel meeting today as well, or you can just go to engel.dnoc.de and help out a bit. Then we have the social events, and I'm not sure who here attended the blind peering yesterday. Can I get a quick show of hands? Okay, that's a couple. That's great. So for those who haven't, or for those who maybe don't can't really grasp that concept, blind peerings are 8 randomly selected peers. You won't know until a few days before who these are, and you will meet them at a restaurant and have a nice dinner together. That's all self-paid, but it will ensure that you have, well, 7 new friends you can meet throughout the conference, so really encourage everyone to show up. And then tonight, the official social at Teufelsberg. At DNOC, we try not to bring you fancy dinners for social events, but to get you somewhere where you usually can't get. Previously, we had the Miniatur Wonderland exclusively to ourselves. Tonight, we will have the Teufelsberg, which has a deep history. You can find more about this on the website or Wikipedia. It's going to be really great, and thank you to DKIX for sponsoring us this great opportunity. If you are interested in previous events, all slides from all DNOCs going back to DNOC 1 can be found on our GitHub. It's github.com/DNOC/media. And all talks, at least from the past 5 years, are on YouTube and on media.ccc.de. If you want to experience DNOC throughout the year, we have an IRC chat. There you can daily hang out with everyone. If something larger breaks on the internet, you will find a huge banter there because everyone is interested to see who can locate the fiber cut the quickest. If you want to assign a name to the nicknames in the IRC, we have this chatter list. You can also find it on the website. So please feel free to join the IRC. Otherwise, the mailing lists, as Patrick has already mentioned, are still there for you. And lastly, maybe for this whole community here, we aim to make DNOC as welcoming and inclusive as possible. This means that we do not tolerate any kind of discrimination. If you need this more precise, feel free to read up there. But please, stay professional here. It's okay to professionally disagree, but never get personal. So please be excellent to each other. This is the only rule we have at DNOC, and we would really like to keep it that way. Should there, however, be an instance where you don't feel safe, feel free to reach out to every individual board member you can find here, or if you can't remember the names, just drop by the info point and we'll make sure to take care of it. So yeah, I think I'm down to my last two slides. We'd love to bring DNOC to everyone who hasn't even heard of us yet, so feel free to share everything on various social media. I'm not going to list everything that happened after Twitter, so Mastodon, Fediverse, Blue Sky, whatever. Share it with the hashtag DNOC15. And with that, it's over to questions. Do we have any? Feel free to raise your hand and we'll bring a mic to you. Don't be shy. There's one.
Hello. Hi. I hope you don't mind if I don't stand, yeah?
No, please.
You guys talked about membership. Is it individual membership or can a company also take a membership?
Individuals can become members for 30 euros per year. And for companies, we have the patron memberships that starts at 500 euros per year.
500 euros, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Any other questions?
All right, then thank you. Welcome again to your first DNOC for at least most of you. We'll have a short break until the opening and see you in just a bit.